Matthew chapter 21. Church, the theme for tonight, I'll give you the verse here in a moment, but the theme for tonight and the subject I want to speak on today is about caring. Caring for your tree, caring for your fruit, and caring for one another. And well, again, I'm about to explain in a moment what that means. See, that's what mission is. That's what missions is. Going and caring for others' needs, both physical and spiritual. Missions is the call we've been given to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. To go, to teach, to preach, hey, to disciple. I stand here today presenting myself as a missionary to the Dominican Republic. But can I say you too are called to missions as well? Hey, my place of calling might be hundreds of miles away, but hey, your calling is here where you serve. See, the moment the Lord saved us, He called us to serve and not to sit. Hey, in our text passage, Jesus is walking with the disciples back to the city of Bethany, and that's what we're going to pick up in our passage. And I just want us to notice here in verse 18, I want us to notice what He finds. And the lessons He teaches His disciples through a fig tree, through a fig tree. Matthew chapter 21, verse 18, we'll begin reading, and it says, "Now in the morning, as He returned into the city, He hungered. And when He saw a fig tree in the way, He came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, and doubt not, ye shall not only do to this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." See, missions, as many other things, it's powered by faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." My life, my call, my burden, hey, my faith has been put into missions. I just want to give you, church, today, tonight, some simple truths that can help you put, maybe renew, or strengthen your faith in missions. Let's look at this subject I've entitled today, Faith in the Fig Tree. So the first thing I want to see, I want to talk about three groups tonight. We talked about, once again, the subject is about caring. And I said caring for your fruit, caring for your tree, and caring for one another. But here's the first group I want to see tonight. We're talking about faith in the fig tree, right? Number one, there are fig trees that are rooted and produce fruit. There are fig trees that are rooted and produce fruit. See, this would be the ones with faith. Faith in God. This is the group of people we find who are servants. They are involved and ready to help where the need is found. They have allowed God to grow them and sustain the growth which God can only give. Of course, this group started where we all start, the moment we accept Jesus Christ by faith through grace. If this be you today, I may say that you're on the right path to a victorious Christian life. But you see, tonight my question is for this group, the fig trees that are rooted and that are producing fruit. My question is, what about the other fig trees? As a mature Christian, we must seek those who are babes in Christ and help them produce fruit and help them grow to the point where they can begin to produce fruit and to begin to help others. You see, in Galatians 6:1, it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual," right? Spiritual. Those would be the ones that are mature, the ones that are producing fruit, those that are rooted in God's word. "The ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness." Now, I'm going to touch on this for a second, but hey, meekness, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Meekness is considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Just like anyone else, church, we also can be cut down. But hey, when we do this, when we say, hey, young Christian, young person, those who are growing in the Lord, and we help them, and we say, as mature Christians, we say, listen, I want to help you produce fruit because God has done a miracle. God has done a great thing in my life and helped me produce fruit and helped me to grow. And I want to see that in your life. Church, when we help one another, that's when we start to share that fruit the Lord has given to us to one another. You see, that's the fruit that we bore to others in need. But what fruit would that be? Right there in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Hey, faith is one of those. Faith is one of those fruits. Meekness, we saw, we just read about that. Temperance, such, against such there is no law. This is the fruit the Lord wants us to grow and to share with one another. Both believers to believers and lost alike. May I encourage this group here, don't lose your fruit. Don't lose your fruit. There is a person in need right now who's having faith in you because they see something that's happened in your life and the fruit that you've grown, and they see something that they want. They see something that they've been longing for. Like I said, both believers and lost alike. There's a lost and dying world today that sees something, or I hope they see something different in the fig tree that you are growing fruit on. And that's the fruit that we need to not only grow, but sustain, but to keep. See, once again, this is the fruit of the Lord. This is the fruit the Lord wants us to grow and share with one another. May I encourage this group, once again, don't lose your fruit. There is someone counting on it. Their faith is still in you to produce fruit. You're a fig tree. And there are people who are lost looking for faith in God. They're looking for faith in God. This isn't to say that you're high and mighty, but you know what? God can use you for His mighty work. And God can use the fig tree that He sees. He says, hey, listen, this is my child. This is my child who's willingly decided to grow, who's willingly decided to sustain the growth that I've helped him grow into. And now he says, listen, I want to use you. I want to use you in a mighty way. And then comes along a believer who's maybe lost their faith, maybe lost their fruit. They don't seem as joyful as they were. They don't seem to have that love that they used to have. They've lost their fruit. Maybe they've never grown that fruit. They've never learned to grow that fruit. But God says, listen, I want to use you, and I want to use you to help that individual, help your brother, your sister grow fruit. And you know what? They come to you and they partake of that, and you share that, and you know what? They start producing that fruit. Why? Because we let God use you. Because you know what? There was someone who had faith in you, had faith. You say, did they know it? They didn't even know it, but they still had faith that you would sustain the fruit, because you know what? That's what they needed. And that's what we need. We need this group, these fig trees that are rooted in producing fruit. Don't lose it. Stay in God's word. Stay in the prayer closet. Hey, stay going out and reaching people. Why? Because we need you to continue to grow. God wants me to continue to grow. God wants my family to continue to grow. We need to continue to grow as fig trees. But you know what? When we do, that's when we can help someone. Remember, about caring for others' needs, going out and caring for others' needs, but also caring for yourself. Self-maintenance. Make sure you take care of yourself, though. This group needs to make sure, hey, like I said, stay in God's Word. God's Word, you know what it'll do? It'll continue to water and grow your fig tree. Every morning, every night, whatever time you dedicate your Bible reading to, but you take that time and you open God's Word, you know what you're doing? You're feeding yourself. You're watering yourself. Hey, you're taking in that nourishment so that way you can continue to grow that fruit and sustain the fruit. So that way someone, when they come along, this is the second group that comes along, a lost person comes along, and they say, man, I feel so hopeless. Look at that person right there. Man, something's different about them. They got something that I don't understand, but I want to have a taste of that. And they take. Why? Because you've sustained that fruit. You've developed it and you've sustained it, but only by God's power and only by God's grace have you sustained that fruit. They very well might be find it in you because of the fruit you've produced. Well, of course, which leads me now to the second group. I said there are fig trees that are rooted and produce fruit. See, once again, these are the ones that have a strong faith in God. But then there are fig trees that are planted and produce no fruit. There are fig trees that are planted and produce no fruit. The second group of people we find are those who have lost the fruit they produced. I spoke a little bit on this. This would be the tree Jesus in our passage would pass by with leaves, but no fruit. In other words, they've experienced salvation, but they become comfortable within the state they are in. At some point, they were producing, but now they become stagnant in their walk with the Lord. See, I don't know if I stand among this group today. I don't know if I stand among any individuals here today. But I will say, there might be an imminent danger coming your direction. Luke chapter 13. Church, will you turn to Luke chapter 13 with me? I want you to see this. Once again, we're talking about this group here. This group that has maybe lost their fruit. They were producing, they were growing, they were sustaining. They were maybe one in the group, the individual in the group we just spoke about. But they've lost their fruit. But look what the Bible says. Jesus uses a parable. And he spake also this parable. Luke chapter 13, verse 6. Luke chapter 13, verse 6. We're going to start right there. He spoke also this parable. Jesus speaking here. He says, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Verse 7, and then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this tree and find none. Stop right there. 3 years. 3 years he came seeking fruit and found none thereon. You say, oh, Brother Gabriel, I'll probably be one of those people you're already starting to talk about. I'm just one of those people who haven't been producing fruit. I know I need to get back into it. And I know it's been a year. This tree didn't produce fruit for three years. Let's see. Let's continue reading on. What did the Lord of the vineyard said? Hey, he said, cut it. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Verse 8. And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. The parable is speaking about the unfruitful, yet notice it was not too late for the fig tree to produce fruit. Hey, can I tell you? You know what that is? That's called the long suffering of God. You know what? God is so long suffering with us. When we get to heaven, I can't imagine when he takes us through our life and we get to see our life maybe somehow on a big screen, right? That's how some people like to see it. They see our life on the big screen. I wonder how the long suffering of God, how he's lasted in our life. For some of us, it's been very long. For some of us, it's been very short. But you know what? This fig tree, it was growing fruit. This fig tree had not grown fruit for 3 years. Yet, the dresser of the vineyard said, hey, listen, just give it one more year. I wonder how many of us here today, here tonight, and God's saying, listen, one more year. Maybe one more year, and he'll start producing fruit. Maybe one more year. See, the Lord of the vineyard was long-suffering to the tree, and so is our Lord with his children, even in our barren estate. If you find yourself not producing fruit, go back to the start. When you were growing, get back in God's word. Get back in your prayer closet. Hey, get out and share the gospel with somebody. You know, sharing the gospel with someone, it's not always easy. I've really never seen anyone wake up and just go, man, I'm ready to just go out there and start preaching the gospel and winning souls. It takes some time to get to that point. But listen, when we do, you know what Psalms 126, 6, verse 6 says? He that goeth forth weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. There is a God in heaven who still has faith in you. There's a God in heaven. Hey, there's a God in heaven who still has faith in the fig tree he sees here tonight. You say, Brother Gabriel, I haven't been producing fruit in so long. I don't know if God would even be long-suffering with me anymore. I believe he is. And the reason why I believe he is, and I know he is because you're still breathing and you're still alive. So he still has a purpose for your life. And if you're here today and you're saying, you know what? I'm ready to produce fruit. Great. Get back to the start. Get back in your word. Get back in the prayer closet. Hey, listen. Get back out there and start Brother Gabriel, I'm not so eloquent in speech. Brother Gabriel, I'm not that good at soul winning. All right? Go with somebody. Be a silent partner. Be right there. Experience it. Because let me tell you, when you go out and you get to see someone saved, you get to see, you know what that is? That's you sharing fruit with someone else. Hey, listen, we are fig trees and God wants to see us grow. You hear me? God wants to see us grow. But the question is, do you want to see yourself grow? You have to, the Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Listen, but hey, God is not moving. You have to move closer to him. And when you do, then he draws closer to you. Then that's when you draw closer to him. Folks, you know what I want for our church, for this church? I want you to produce fruit so that way someday when I get to come back on a furlough and I get to come to Lighthouse Baptist Church, I get to see fig trees that have been rooted and are producing fruit. I want to see this place filled. Why? Because you know what? That's what our Lord wants. He wants to see His house filled. He wants to see His people growing. He wants to see His fig trees produce fruit and sustain fruit. That's what He wants for us. That's what God wants for us. Hey, can I also say, keep in mind, just like the mature Christian, we need this group to produce fruit. We need you to bear fruit because the last group, hey, they have no hope of bearing fruit. The last group I speak of have no hope of bearing fruit without it. The last group I speak of, I said there are fig trees that are rooted and produce fruit. There are fig trees, I said, that are planted but are producing no fruit. Lastly, there are fig trees that have never been planted and are producing nothing. See, these are the ones without faith in God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, 17. You don't have to turn there. I'll read it. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world and the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. This world can be unkind and hurt those in need. That's why we need people who care. But you see, it can especially hurt for those who know not Christ. The world and everything it has to offer will never give you life. It'll make you feel alive for a season. It'll make you feel alive for a while, but it'll leave you numb when it's through. Some have no hope. And can I say, for those people who have no hope, they're looking for alternatives. They're looking for alternatives, but for whatever reason, they can never turn back to the book. Why? Because we need people like us, fig trees that are planted, fig trees that are rooted, and going out and giving the word of God. Because they have no hope. They're not even planted. They're not even planted. They're not even growing. They're not even a fig tree. God can't use them. But hey, fortunately, if you've never had that born-again experience, you sure can tonight. If you're here and you say, Brother Gabriel, I don't know about you, but Brother Gabriel, I don't even know. I just came tonight and really, I don't even know who Jesus is. I don't really know Him on that kind of level. I've heard His name before. Or you say, Brother Gabriel, I kind of know Jesus, but I know the stories. I know the Bible stories. I know I've read the Bible, but I don't understand it. Can I tell you today can be the day of salvation. Today you can begin to be a fig tree that produces fruit for the Lord. Tonight can be the night that you come to that tree of life and experience life eternal. You see, but you have to put your faith in the one who can make you alive today. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Can I say His name is Jesus, and He's paid the price for you to be alive. The question to the lost one today is, will you take the step of faith and experience a fruitful life? Will you take that step of faith and experience a fruitful life? Would you put your faith in the tree of life? He's the one who can give you life. He's the only one who can give you life. You can take as much fruit from anyone around here in this building, but at the end of the day, if you're lost, you will be nothing without Him. You'll be nothing without Jesus Christ. You need to come to the one who can give life, and that's Jesus Christ. Hey, He's the only one who saves. He's the only one who can save. He's paid the price for you. He shed His blood and paid the price. He died, but hey, can I say He arose again? You go to any other tomb, they're all dead. They're all still laying there, but our Jesus Christ, He's risen from the grave. You'll find an empty tomb. You won't find Him there. Why? Because He's alive, and He can make you alive today. He can make you a fig tree. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the life that you need. He's the life that only you can receive from Him when it comes to eternal life. It's only through Christ can we be a fig tree that God wants to bear fruit from. But you'll have to let Him in. And from there, grow in Him. Grow in the Lord. Grow in the Lord. when I was, for those that might not know my testimony, you saw my testimony in the video, but just a little bit, just to give you a little bit more background, I grew up and I started growing up in Trinity Baptist Church in Grand Prairie, Texas. It's a very familiar church. It's still a good church and still stands on the Word of God. But I grew up in that church. I got saved from out of that church, as you saw in the video. Now, as I started going, though, I know the video said then I became a member of Trinity Baptist Church at the age of 12, and that's true. But between those years, after I received Christ as my personal Savior, let me tell you, I was growing. I was trying to grow. I wanted to get in God's Word, even at a young age. I wanted to get in. Listen, young kids, it's you are growing right now, and you should never stop growing. You are growing right now. Teenagers, this time is crucial in your life. You are growing right now, and you need to start producing fruit now, because it's going to be, because sometimes for people later, it's too late to grow fruit. It's too late to grow fruit. But I started growing fruit, and let me tell you, though, as I started to get older, and I started to sway away from life, I started to move away from God. And of course, I was just going to church by myself Sunday mornings, and that was it. And my mom, she worked a lot. She couldn't take me to church, so of course, I'll just take the van. I was a van ministry kind of kid. I was a bus kid, if you will. And but I started moving away from God. And to me, church at that point, at the age of 10, 11, to me, church, it was just monotonous. I just go and, okay, I've been to church, Mom. Hope you're happy. There you go. All right, I'm coming back home. Time to play. And or if I go to church, well, church is just a place where I can go get candy or whatever. But anyways, then at that point in my life, though, at least I believe that the Lord took my life and he said, listen, Gabriel, you need to grow. You need to start growing, because I believe at that point in my life, God was ready to cut me down. You say, Brother Gabriel, you don't understand. God only cuts down grown-ups. No, he doesn't cut down grown-ups. He can cut down a teenager. Hey, he can cut down a young person if you don't start to learn to produce fruit and continue growing fruit. But I wasn't growing that fruit I should have been growing. And what can I say? Back to that long-suffering of God. God took my life and he said, listen, I'm going to put you in a church. My mom saw that I wasn't growing, and the Lord was long-suffering, and so that he said, listen, I'm going to take you from this church, and I'm going to put you into Trinity Baptist Church in Arlington. And hey, listen, if you don't get involved, if you don't start growing, you might just very well be cut down. And I started going and I started attending. And can I tell you, there were some teenagers there. There were some teenagers who had some good fruit that I could get from. And I started going there at the age of 12. The first day I got there, a teenager said, hey, listen, my name's Austin Hall. Hey, can I take you to the youth group? And I said, yeah, sure. I didn't even know. We didn't have a youth group in our that church. I said, sure. So he took me to a youth group. And can I tell you, there was a bunch of teenagers who loved on me, who let me have some of the fruit. But listen, it wasn't their fruit that was going to sustain the fruit that I was going to grow. It was only the Lord. And the Lord said, listen, you get involved. And I started growing. I started going to teen camp. I started going to youth rallies. And I started going and I started attending more church. And listen, I started attending Sunday night. I started attending Wednesday night. And let me tell you, I started growing. Why? Because God was long-suffering. Can I tell you, it's not too late. If it wasn't too late for me, it's not too late for you. Start growing fruit today. And listen, God has been long-suffering in my life. And you know what? He still is. Because there are times we, in this old flesh, we want to get away from our God. How we're so prone to leave our God. But you know what? He's still long-suffering. He says, listen, I still have faith in you. I have faith in the fig tree I saved and made alive today. Can I say, get back. Hey, child of God. And I'm done. Hey, child of God, will you let him back in and let him grow you before you're cut down? Those who are mature in the Lord, will you help another fig tree out before we witness them be cut down? The only way we can answer these questions, the only way we can really and truly, both the lost, the one who's lost fruit, and the one who's sustaining fruit, the only way we can answer these questions is by having faith in the fig tree.